Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. It's a race against time for Michigan's public health officials as they try to balance combating a spike in COVID cases with the logistics of getting as many people vaccinated as possible. Today, we'll speak with health officials in two areas that have shot into double-digit infection rates.
Everybody I know knows somebody who's got COVID right now.
But first, let's talk about what it's like to be on the other side of that vaccination push. It feels like availability of COVID-19 vaccines have gone from hard to find to gettable with caveats within just a matter of weeks. We're joined now by two Michigan radio reporters who had occasion to visit mass vaccination sites over the past few days as they became eligible for their doses. Sarah Swick joins us from Detroit, and we're also talking today with Dustin Dwyer from Grand Rapids. Sarah, Dustin, welcome.
Hey.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Sarah, I believe you were down at Ford Field recently. What was it like there?
I was there this past Saturday for my first dose of the Pfizer vaccine, and it's quite an operation. I mean, I got in there. It all takes place on the concourse, so it's not like you get to go down on the field or anything like that, but got in there, filled out a form. That took, you know, a few minutes, and then I think I waited in line for maybe less than 5 minutes, and everything was very spaced and very, you know, it felt very safe. And then there are just sort of these little curtained off partitions set up around the concourse, and they send you down to a number. And a U.S. Air Force airman, who was actually a young woman from California, gave me my first dose. It was all very quick. Walked around the corner, sat in an observation area for about 15 minutes with a bunch of other folks, again, all pretty spaced out, just to make sure we didn't have any negative reactions, and there are medics on the scene in case you do. Then I walked out. The whole thing took about a half an hour.
Someone I know who lives in Detroit said that his experience there was that everything was very efficient, but he also mentioned that everyone was very kind. I mean, Detroit's been through a lot right now. I imagine that's not a small part of the trying to get the ethos right at the moment.
So, yes, everyone was very kind. It wasn't, I'm not going to lie, I didn't have a ton of interaction with the other folks who were there, mainly because everything was so physically spaced and sort of well controlled. But the group of folks who were administering the vaccine and were from all over the country, like I said, the young woman who administered mine was from California. There were definitely folks there from all over the country administering the vaccines. And I think another friend who got vaccinated there made the comment that it was the most well-behaved group of adults that they had seen in quite some time. So everything really, really went quite well, and everyone was quite gracious and well-behaved.
We'll take it. Dustin, tell us about where you went for your dose.
I went to the DeVos Place Convention Center, which is in downtown Grand Rapids. It is not as cool as Ford Field, I don't think, on the inside. It's just a big convention center. What's different about it now is that they have the entire space devoted to vaccinating people. So it's every room, the big halls. And the day I went, which was Monday, was the day when Spectrum Health said they vaccinated more than 12,000 people in a single day, which they think is the biggest one-day vaccination anywhere in the Midwest, certainly the biggest in Michigan for a one-day total. So I got to be one of those 12,000, and I actually didn't have to wait in a line. I was told when I got there that the line had been a little longer when I got there, but it was just a lot of people in and out. I mean, people were just flowing the whole time. There were lots of people, but no one standing still. And got my vaccine and got out pretty quick.
This feels notable that many doses are available, Dustin, that 12,000 could happen in a single day. How might that affect Kent County's COVID response overall, having a place with that kind of bandwidth?
Well, they're certainly hoping that they can ramp up to a lot more vaccinations in the coming weeks. I mean, the day I was there was the biggest one-day vaccination they've had so far, but they're actually hoping to have even bigger days coming up. They say they have a capacity to do up to 20,000 doses in a single day at that site in downtown Grand Rapids. So if you start hitting those numbers every day, I think it would have a big effect. I will say that not everyone who shows up at that site is from Kent County specifically, but you know, for the broader region, we are definitely seeing a turning point in the number of vaccines that are available, and more people are becoming eligible. And you're just hearing more and more that people, if you want a vaccine, it's still a bit confusing to navigate which system and where and how to schedule and all that. But the vaccines are out there, so we could really begin to see those results.
Sarah, I know that Detroit's public health operation recently opened its doors to all comers age 16 and up. Would you say there's been a notable change in traffic?
Well, I just want to make the distinction, first of all, that Ford Field is sort of a joint operation between FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the state. So the city of Detroit is not directly involved in running Ford Field. But I think, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty recent adjustment that they opened up eligibility to everyone. It does seem like we're at this tipping point where the supply is really ramping up to meet demand. And then at some point, the issue is just going to be getting people who have perhaps been late or hesitant to get the vaccine on board.
At the same time, Sarah, I know you've also reported within the past week on the state's infection rate going way up. Can you bring us up to speed on what you learned?
We're looking now. I just checked the latest positivity rate numbers for yesterday for the entire state, and they was at 15%. And if you look at certain pockets around the state, and here I'm particularly thinking in Southeast Michigan of places like Macomb and St. Clair counties, we're talking positivity rates north of 20 and 30%. So we're pretty much back to territory where we were during the fall-winter surge. I mean, in some spots, maybe even worse. And I think we're starting to see that reflected in, you know, in hospitalizations and also in schools and things like that. I mean, things are pretty different now because very few restrictions are left. So we're kind of, it really does seem like this race, you know, to get enough folks vaccinated before we really enter a third or fourth surge, however you want to call it. I mean, in some places, it looks like we're already there.
Dustin, those places that Sarah mentioned are a little bit more on the eastern side of the state. What's going on with COVID rates in West Michigan these days?
Well, what we're seeing is perhaps not as dramatic as what's happening in Southeast Michigan, but that doesn't make it good on the west side of the state. So for anyone who lives on the west side of the state, we don't have any counties yet where the positivity rate is above 20%, the test positivity rate's above 20%. But we do have several counties where the test positivity is above 10% and climbing, and that's not good. And hospital numbers are also continuing to climb out here in West Michigan. Just in the past week, Spectrum Health, which is the biggest hospital system in West Michigan, went from having just 79 inpatient COVID patients to now more than 130. You know, what's really alarming to me about that is we're also seeing ICU numbers start to climb. And, you know, for me, I had a hope that as we saw, especially people in the older age category, 65 and up, get vaccinated, that, you know, perhaps people would still get COVID in Michigan, but we wouldn't see as many people ending up with these very severe cases in the ICU.
Sarah, what are state health officials saying about this spike?
Well, I mean, it seems very much like they're trying to tread a very fine line here between warning people to keep doing the sort of taking the usual precautions of, you know, social distancing as much as you can, obviously wearing a mask, just doing the sorts of things that we are all supposed to be doing all along, and then saying so far that, you know, we're not really going to pull back too much in any of the restrictions that we have. It seems like they've sort of made a bet on the fact that with vaccinations increasing as much as they are, that we're going to stave off sort of the worst effects of this surge. And just to be clear, it's possible that may be the case. It's notable that we've seen so many fewer cases coming out of long-term care facilities, and the hospital numbers for older folks above 60 or so, while they are rising so much less than what they are in the younger age groups. It's kind of a risky bet, right? Like, we don't know, especially with these new variants circulating, it's all very unknown in terms of how bad things could get again. So they're walking a very fine line there, I think.
Have either of you heard anyone, either county health officials or anyone at the state level, use the L word, lockdown?
I have not heard anyone use the L word myself. I don't know, Dustin?
Well, in West Michigan, not that word, but we did have an announcement on Monday from, again, Spectrum Health here in West Michigan, where they were putting some visitor restrictions back on for people who are visiting the hospital. Once again, they're going to be limiting the number of people who can show up. We also are going to get an update from Spectrum Health this afternoon, and I'm sure that question will be asked because the cases continue to rise, and we don't know at this point what's going to slow it down. We're all hoping the vaccines will get out there quick enough to slow it down, but I think people are sort of waiting to see right now.
Dustin, the hospitals that we've heard from throughout the pandemic have been dealing with a lot of different things related to COVID, but they've also learned a number of different things. We're seeing hospitals converting bed space when ICUs get very full. What's on your mind about how hospitals, you know, what hospitals might need to think about if the trajectory continues the way it has?
To be clear, we are still nowhere near where we were in November and December, and I haven't heard people talking about having to convert bed spaces just yet. But as you said, you know, hospitals have experience with this now, and all parts of the state they've had to live through that. One thing that I am, you know, thinking about every day, I haven't really had many conversations about this, but there are a lot of frontline healthcare workers, particularly nurses in ICUs and doctors in ICUs, who really went through a lot. This fall and winter, it was a severe mental health toll on them. They lost a lot of patients. And to be in a hospital right now working after you sort of worked your way through all of that and to see the numbers rising again, I have to imagine that that's not a good feeling. And that's what I'm thinking about.
Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids. We've also been speaking with reporter Sarah Swick from the Michigan Radio Newsroom in Detroit. Sarah, Dustin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, April.